Welcome to Talk Lexio's Spaced Scripture Readings. Here we read a scripture passage multiple times, but with pauses between them, so that you can pray the steps of Lexio Divina while listening to this recording. To begin, let us pray. Almighty God, open our hearts and minds to understand your scriptures. Through the scriptures, may we come to understand your will better and know the joy of living by your will. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Let us quiet ourselves and listen to the Word of God. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Again, we'll read the passage from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. As you listen, see what strikes you about this biblical passage. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Now start to meditate by thinking about what struck you about this passage. If nothing did strike you, listen again to the passage after this short pause. Listen again to John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Now we will pause for 5 minutes to allow time for meditation. Hit the pause button if you would like more time to reflect in silence. again, if you'd like more time for your meditation, please hit the pause button. Continuing, we will listen to the passage one more time. After that, pray to God. That is, ask God for something based on your meditation. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. In this final pause, I invite you to petition God for something based on your meditation, and then spend quiet time resting in that petition.